This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is expected to announce on Tuesday it will send more badly needed munitions to Ukraine as it fights off Russian attacks, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two American officials say $150 million worth will be drawn from existing Pentagon stocks, everything from high-mobility artillery rocket system munitions to grenades and small arms. Word of the package comes as Russia summons the U.S. ambassador to protest what it says was Ukraine's use of American-made missiles and strikes on Crimea. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov called it a barbaric attack and said the U.S. must face consequences for its involvement in the war. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The death toll from a series of brazen attacks on churches and synagogues in Russia's mainly Muslim region of Dagestan rose to 20 on Monday after gunmen went on a rampage in coordinated attacks. Gunmen with automatic weapons burst into an Orthodox church in a synagogue on Sunday evening, setting fire to an icon at the church and killing a 66-year-old Orthodox priest. In another city, attackers shot at a traffic police post and attacked a church. Russia's investigative committee said 15 policemen and 4 civilians were killed. Kenyan President William Ruto on Monday sent off the first 400 group of police officers for the United Nations peace mission in Haiti.
This mission is one of the most urgent, important, and historic in the history of global solidarity.
Ruto expressed confidence that it will help in returning lasting peace to conflict-ravaged Haiti.